I am an aficionado of a game called Go. It's the world's oldest and most widely played board game, in case you care. I play online on a server that applies ranks and handicaps automatically. This means that I am nearly always playing opponents with whom I am evenly matched, and that can be curiously frustrating. Practically speaking, it means I'm always losing about half my games. If I play well, I win more games and get moved up a rank, so that my competition is tougher and I start losing again. Conversely, if I go on a losing streak, I get moved down a rank and find myself again playing people I can beat. As I say, it's frustrating. I suppose I could be all glass half full about it and focus on the 50% of games that I win, but it doesn't seem to work that way. Instead, I am continually irked by my losses. There's no element of luck in Go, and losses always seem personal and unfair. Indeed, many players hate this system so much that they cheat. They devise elaborate stratagems to disguise their real strength so that they are always playing and beating weaker opponents. I have figured out ways to detect these hateful sandbaggers, but they have counter strategies, and so it's something of an arms race for very small stakes. I do derive one comfort from their presence. I am able to assume that most of my losses are due to these cheaters. The application to what we are pleased to call real life is, of course, irresistible, especially if you are trying to come up with weekly material for a radio show. Many of the encounters we have in our daily round are, after all, game-like. We are trying, for example, to verbally persuade other people in order to score money points or love points, or we're trying to figure out the rules of some new technology in order to level up and learn to program or fly a plane or whatever. And in these game-like encounters, there is usually some way to keep score. We earn the money or we don't. We pass the test and get our license, or we don't. That is, sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. But that's a little out of whack with our culture, wouldn't you say? The world loves winners, and losers can go suck eggs. I confess I'm making this up as I go along, but I'm pretty sure my point is a simple one, and here it is. If we are playing at something close to our true rank, if we are competing with all our available skill, then we are still going to lose on occasion. In fact, it may even be about half the time. If we're not losing out on occasion, it means we're choosing opponents in games that are too easy and, ultimately, we're not achieving all the success and happiness that is our due. But who am I to talk? I can't even win consistently at this stupid online board game. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.